It's time for a very special Raymond James rundown. Casey Phillips here with the general manager, Jason Light, the man of the hour of the week here at the Combine. This has got to be kind of one of your most exciting and also most hectic times for you guys, as you've been doing work on these guys forever. And then you get a chance to just see everyone all in one place. So how do you decide who does what and how you guys all work together to trade notes and things this week?
Well, obviously, during the workouts themselves, the position coaches, coordinators, respective positions, are watching the players, and then our scouts are watching every position during the workouts here. At night and during the day as well, when there's not workouts going on, we also have other interviews. We have call them the formal interviews at night, beginning at 6 o'clock until 11 o'clock. We also have informal interviews, when that's where I'm dispersing our staff, both coaches and scouts, to talk to every single player here. The workouts, they're on tape, and we'll watch these guys again. We'll watch the tape until it burns holes in our eyes of their actual athleticism and movement. We can do that later, but right now while we're here, we want to gather as much information as we can.
Yeah, and it's, I think, frustrating to fans. The part that you guys always talk about is the most important is the parts that they don't get to see. So especially with the interviews, maybe, I mean, how much can you really tell in that amount of time? I mean, like you said, you're trying to really drill down to who these guys are, their love of the game, and if there's any issues there, and you only have in some of the formal ones, like you said, 10 or 15 minutes. So, I mean, what is the strategy there?
Well, you can't put everything into that 15 minutes. You can get an idea of a player's passion and their intelligence. You have to be creative in the way you interview them. They're schooled up on how to answer questions, and we understand that. It's a little bit of a poker game there. But we also extract information from them about their teammates, about players that they played against. You know, players have a tendency to know who the good players are that they played against recently. I mean, they're not going to hide anything from you of who the best tackle they face, who's the best defensive end they face. It's good to, you know, it's part of the process, gathering information, see what they feel too, and why was that player good. Just gives you a little bit more of an indication into their football intelligence, how they answer those questions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think the question everyone always wants to know is, how much can the combine actually change your view on a player? I mean, people sometimes say the underwear Olympics, it doesn't mean anything. Sometimes people say, oh, this is it, this guy's going number one overall now. So where does it really lie in your mind of how much it can change your opinion on someone?
Well, we want to, before we make a decision on who we're going to select or how we're going to stack our board, you want to gather as much information as you can. With that said, at the combine, a player can't get more, increase his interception total or reception total or tackle total or sack total. These are just athletic events. What you see on the tape is what the true, most pure evaluation of the player is. However, here it can enhance your thought of them one way or the other. You know, you didn't particularly like a player's speed, lack of speed, and here he didn't run well or didn't move well. You know, it just, once again, enhances what we thought on tape.
What do you think would be the biggest mistake a scout or GM could make at the combine?
Running a player up the board simply because of a fast 40. If you look at the fastest times in combine history and you see that list, it's definitely not a who's who. It's where are they? You can't get too focused on a time speed or a timed short shuttle or what have you, because these players right now in this day and age, they're really training, focusing, going into the combine on strictly on that event and not football itself.
Does the combine lend itself more to certain positions, you think, than others in terms of how much it can help you guys know about somebody?
Probably more with the skill positions than the offensive line, defensive line. It's because you get to see them catch. You get to see him throw, things of that nature. Whereas an offensive lineman, you can just see him move around, shuffle. You can see his movement, but you're not necessarily seeing him. The receivers, it's obviously very important, and DBs, to see what their ball skills are like. And you can see those better here.
And then finally, I know that for you guys, the draft, free agency, all of that plays off of each other. And maybe even being at the combine right before the start of free agency has to be sort of interesting. So how do those really affect each other? Is it the strength of one makes you feel a little bit better about the other one? Or how are you trying to evaluate all of that in your mind at once when they don't all happen at once?
Yeah, it's definitely a... it's not a simple jigsaw puzzle. It's a pretty complex one that you have to look at side-by-side comparisons of positions of players that you might be attacking in free agency, including your own, which we've been talking to agents here of our own players. I'm having several of those meetings as well, trying to do extensions or re-sign guys. You have to do a side-by-side comparison to see and plan what is the best way to attack free agency based on what's in the draft. What's the best way to attack the draft based off what's in free agency? And you also have to understand what every team's needs are and strengths. So it involves several hours of meetings, I'll put it that way.
I legitimately do not understand how you keep it all straight. I really don't understand.
And how you great people working for.
Yeah, and how you even make those final decisions. Do you ever find yourself just like torn on a decision, or by the time it comes, do you feel pretty confident in it?
By the time it comes, I feel confident with it. I feel confident with the guys I work with.
That's awesome. We definitely do too. And thank you so much for taking the time with us, and enjoy the rest of the combine.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, that's your Raymond James Rundown.